Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode number 78 of the No Bad Days podcast. We're back again from our tiny little apartment in Birmingham, Alabama. The three of us, the three amigos, you know us
as the three best friends.
Hey, that's when I pause, that's when you guys jump in and introduce yourselves.
Known as the three best friends that anyone could have.
Sorry, that was a really bad... Johnny, I know you're about to tell me, but that was a bad segue into that. But I thought you guys were going to pick up on it.
I thought it was all right.
I was lost on it, but that's on me.
I was waiting for Marty to say something, and then we ended up saying something at the same time. That usually happens, though, but that's just when you have chemistry when your brains think alike. That's just all that is. I guess it wouldn't be when you have chemistry, because then we would talk one after the other.
Yeah, just like yeah. This.
Exactly.
I feel like we cut each other. Oh, now that's all. That's going to be all I think about all podcasts.
What is cutting each other off?
Yeah, because I feel like we do that a lot on this podcast.
It's kind of hard when we're not sitting with each other. Well, and we're like watching each other talk, so we don't know when the next guy is going to talk.
Yeah.
And it's like social cues. That we can't pick up on.
I've noticed this since we've been doing this in our rooms for audio recording purposes. That it is, we cut each other off way more. Like I'll be trying to find a way to get the next thing topic going, and then you guys will both still be chatting about the last thing, and I'll be like, oh yeah, and then. But yeah, that's we're just working out the kinks still. We're not even 100 episodes into this thing, so we're maybe. Basically just starting still.
Yeah, this is pretty much brand new podcast for anyone joining us now. We're brand new.
Brand spanking new. Anyways, little week recap, I guess. It's Tuesday today. The podcast drops on Wednesday, so it'll be Wednesday for everyone listening tomorrow. We had a nice little team building event yesterday. We'll start with that. I know Johnny and I were in the same group, so we had a lot of fun, but let's touch on it. We had a little team golf tournament, and we'll start with you, Jordan, since you were in a different group. How did your round go?
Our round was just subpar at best. We never bogeyed any holes the whole round, which I guess is good.
No pun intended there, right? Because we were under par.
Yep, exactly.
There you go.
But I didn't even mean to do that. But yeah, we didn't bogey any holes. We played a decent round, I guess. We finished third, but we had a lot of fun.
it was a lot of fun. It was a beautiful day out.
It was a lot of fun.
The whole team.
It wasn't too hot either, which was nice.
No, and the breeze kind of helped too. I think it would have been a lot hotter without that wind.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, definitely a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky. The grass is starting to get a lot greener on the course too, and we're not sinking into the ground like we were at the couple weeks ago. So that definitely helps.
One shitty thing was that it was cart path only.
Allegedly, was it? It was. Yeah, was it?
We got in trouble for it twice.
Yeah, we got in trouble once.
The only time, and it was the only times we did it too. We were cart path only the whole time, and then the one time we did it was like our ball was like just off. Like we could have just walked like we did every other time, but we're like, we're hidden. And then the guy comes out of nowhere and he's like, hey, can't do that.
Oh, that sucks. So you guys got tagged twice. We only got tagged once, I think, John?
Yeah, and it was after the second hole, so we were just tearing the rest of that course up.
Yeah.
Oh, it was in the wide open. We were on the back nine when we got caught.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got caught. I think it was after the
it was on the
after
fourth
the
hole.
Second. Oh, the fourth four, after the fourth.
Yeah.
Okay. And then me and Tav had like a little prepared like what we were going to say. You just say the same thing each time. You just be like, "Oh, sorry, I had no idea."
Yeah, that was
our bad.
And then move
Wiz
on.
Wiz was good. Wiz was like, "Oh, we thought it was 90 degree." He's like, "Oh, yeah, it probably could be today, but you know, it's just some wet spots."
It's like, "Well, if you think I'm walking 100 yards to my ball, you're sorely mistaken, sir."
Yes, sir.
And then walking all the way back.
Yeah, you might as well just walk the whole course at that point.
Yeah, like, no, we have the carts for a reason, and it's to go get our ball.
Yeah. No, it was fun, though. We played a four-man scramble tournament, so every group had four guys, and everyone hits a shot, and then you pick the best one and go hit from there, and then you keep doing that until the ball's in the hole. Our group played pretty good, Johnny. I know you didn't hit every shot, but couldn't.
Hand wasn't doing the best, but participated where I could. Sunk a nice putt. Oh, you
did.
Don't mean to pat myself on the back too hard, but that was a nice putt. And then you played pretty lights out though. So
yeah, it I helps. Played pretty good. I played pretty good from the tee to the green. I couldn't really putt. I made one good putt, and that was about it.
It helps having a scratch golfer on your team when that happens. But
yeah, not a scratch, but how'd you hit the ball, Marty?
Oh, you. Come on.
Yesterday, I was terrible. Like,
really?
Probably the worst round I ever played with those guys. Yeah.
Oh, really?
On the longest drive hole, you know which one I'm talking about?
The fourth one.
Yeah. I hit the ball right in the water, right in front of us. Like it didn't even.
Oh, really?
It didn't even leave the ground.
When you came into 18, was there guys watching you on the green?
No, they left. Those were the guys that were already at Jeffy's.
Oh, okay. So you were the second group then?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was good. I was thinking that you might have got a little nervous. I was a little nervous hitting my shot on 18.
Yeah.
I actually was joking around and I just hit one right into the water on purpose.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then I hit another one on the green, and then I hit a third one, and I tried to hit you guys with the ball, and I just missed.
Oh my god! Yeah, on the first hole, Wiz was our team leader, and he was like, "We were chipping up on the first hole, and like you know, we're just right below the hill." He's like, "Yeah, you want to land it like right here, like it's gonna funnel down right in the hole." I was like, "Whatever, like get out of my way, like I'm not that good." He's like, "No, I'm going to stand here for reference." I was like, "Okay." And usually, like, I could chip, but I just sculled it, and he just got out of the way. Like, it would have his teeth out. Would have took his teeth out for sure.
Remember, that's awesome.
I cranked it.
I think at the first or second time we went golfing this year as a group, we were on the fairway, I remember, and there was a guys hitting behind us, and we were just sitting in the cart, and one guy, I think it was Fletch, he sculled it. And it came right at us, and it hit one of our bags in the cart. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I think I remember that, too.
That was so close to killing one of us.
Yeah, and that ball went right in the woods after.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a joke.
It's like, that's unacceptable. I think that's an unwritten rule. If someone's, like, kind of playing, like, a little too uptight behind you, and they almost hit you or hit your cart or something, you have full permission to drive that ball right in the woods.
No, no, Johnny, they were on the same hole as us. They were in our group. It was our fault for driving ahead of them. They were in the fairway behind us, and we just drove up to our ball to like get ready to hit it, and they were like maybe 100 yards back from us, and he sculled his like iron shot, and it came right at us. There was a different time where they hit into us from the tee.
I remember. Oh, okay. I remember that. That was on the first hole, right? You said?
Yeah, the first hole, very first hole.
Okay, yeah, I do remember that. Cause I was,
you remember
I was
what I'm talking about?
My cart was parked next to yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but you just got smoked.
Yeah, like close.
Yeah, because you were getting a club out.
Yeah, and then it hit my bag, and I was like, oh my god.
Dude, if that hit you in the head, like...
I remember one time I was golfing. I was golfing at home, and I was playing with I forget who I was playing with. Anyways, I was playing with a foursome, and I was hitting my second shot into a par five. So I had a long club out, and I was addressing. I had the club right behind the ball. I'm about to swing, and a ball from the tee from behind us bounced in between the club and my feet as I was standing at my ball. And I looked back, and the guys were just standing on the tee looking at me, and they didn't say anything. And then I went and grabbed their ball, and I turned back around, and I fired it back at them because I was so choked. And just send them a little I didn't know who they were either.
I got another funny story from our own too.
You go for it, and then I'll tell another funny story after, because you guys both know the guy I'm talking about.
We were on the second hole, and I already shot, and I was just like watching TB get up to. We were just watching him swing, and I could feel a sneeze coming. And he's like lining up for his shot. I'm like, okay, this has got to come or wait. And then right in his backswing, I feel it hit me, and I'm just like, wait, and I sneeze as I'm saying wait, and as he hits his shot, all simultaneously, and it just shanked like right in the forest, far left. It was so funny.
So you for sure screwed him over.
Oh yeah, I sneezed and said wait at the same time.
That's not your fault. Good guy move saying wait.
Trying to
we'll give you that.
Good intentions, just bad timing.
Terrible. Yeah. It was so funny.
It's just a tough bounce.
I'll mark this for a video clip because it'll be funny. But so you guys at this Chicklets Cup, you guys met Matt Barnaby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've never met him, but I know who he is, obviously, because he plays in the NHL, and he's a member at the club that I'm at home, I think.
And yeah, one day. Is he from
Ottawa?
Kanata?
Yeah, I think. I don't know if he's from Kanata, but he lives in Ottawa. I think he told you guys that, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was golfing behind us, my brother and I. He was golfing with his son and Mason McTavish, who plays for the Anaheim Ducks. And this was like a couple years ago before he got drafted and everything. But we were on a hole, and we were walking up the fairway. We were walking that day, and they were behind us. And we're walking, and a ball flies directly over our heads and lands probably like 30 yards in front of us and starts rolling. And I'm like, what the hell? And I look back, and Coach Barnsey's on the tee waving his driver like this at us, laughing. Like, sorry. And I'm just like, oh my God, whatever. And then so the next time he came up, he's like, oh, sorry, boys. I thought you guys were further than you actually were. And I'm like, oh yeah, whatever, no problem, it happens. And he's just like, yeah, all those weights are paying off. Like, oh God.
Dude, that guy,
that one.
Yeah. That guy's something else. He's so at the Chicklets Cup, I don't know if we ever said this on the pod, but we had him as our honorary coach, just cause like we were hanging out with him and having beers with him like pretty much the whole weekend. And I remember the one game. And keep in mind, we were in the C division, so we were giving it to teams pretty good. And one of the players from a team that we had beaten previously was watching our game. Do you remember that, Marty? The really drunk guy, and he was chirping us from behind the boards.
Yeah, yeah.
And Barnsey goes over to him, like, and you know him, the way he played, just no fear of confrontation at all. Yeah. And he's like, "You see those guys?" He's like, yeah, he's like, they're winners. You're a loser.
He said that. He just said like, that to the guy's face.
Just like sticking up. Well, the guy was like in his 30s. Like, this guy was older.
Like chirping me.
Yeah, like he was like giving it to us like behind that like little mesh.
And you guys were just like as fun, obviously.
As we were playing, and we're just like, who is this guy?
Sweating our bags off.
Yeah, sweating our bags off, and I'm sure some of us said a couple things back to him, but yeah, he got right in there and stuck up for the boys, which was kind of a beauty move.
Huge Coach beauty Barnsey. Move.
That's Coach Barnsey.
That was the first time you guys tried Big Deal Brewing was at that tournament too, right? That's when they first announced it?
Yeah, that's when they launched it at not where... It was at some... bar away from the venue.
It was the Labatt Brew Place, or no?
No, because that's where the venue was. This was at some bar.
Yeah.
It was in like the opposite direction from our hotel. Yeah, it was like across the street from our hotel.
Was it before the night before the tournament started, or was it as the tournament was going on?
Yeah, it was on that Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh. That's nice.
That was a fun
night. And they couldn't get the microphone working.
Yeah.
So Biz just started yelling. He's like, yeah, it was pretty funny.
And it was like the ultimate hockey bro gathering. Like everyone in there, I'm sure there was a couple guys that played here and there, but like everyone was like trying to use that spit and chiclets terminology and stuff like that. And too many beauties. And
there's like too many beauties in one place.
And I think with the exception of the girls working there, there may have been like four girls there. And then maybe 400 guys. It was hilarious.
That's fair enough.
But everyone was awesome. Like everyone was just super nice and having a great time. But it was just like the hockey bro
capital of the world.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Well, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Did you guys, what was I going to say? I was going to transition into something, but Johnny, the guys in Minneapolis look like they're taking this marathon training pretty seriously. And I'm at the point where I'm officially concerned for us.
Dude, so we're going to crush them.
We might have to start running some miles. I'm not kidding.
They actually look like they're doing it pretty good too.
Yeah, they ran a half marathon like 2 days ago just for fun.
With good time too.
Yeah, they were running like 8 minute miles.
8 minutes?
A couple of them were like 7:10 too.
7:10, like the couple fast ones.
Well, you know what? Yelly's always been sick at long distance running.
Yeah.
Frizz.
I'm not.
Frizz is at he, the. Is he's Frizz hanging on by a thread.
Is he? Frizz running the marathon? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because he wasn't on the run with them, so he must have just taken the option, or he's not running it.
But he does love a treadmill, so.
Oh no! You know what he loves even more? He might ride a stationary bike in the marathon.
Yeah,
he is the best stationary bike rider of anyone in the world, I think.
Yeah, and it's not the one like you sit up on; it's the one you sit back on.
Yeah, it's like it's like the relaxed.
Like those three wheeler bikes.
Yeah, it's a relaxed fit bike. It's not like a spin cycle. It's one with like a horseshoe seat where you can lean back and relax.
Yeah, watch TV on it. Little Netflix.
Got the games on it. Yeah,
but now I'm starting to get a little concerned for us, Johnny. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I think Dave will be good. Dave and Lawson will be good. Too, just
even
because like
training too, yeah.
they're natural athletes, so once they start training they'll pick it up again, like that conditioning, really quickly. And me and you know after the season we might take a little time to ourselves to recover, so I don't know, we'll go for a couple runs before, I guess. I don't know,
a couple 1 kilometers, but, eh?
But
what's the longest you've ran? What's the longest you've run at one time, Johnny? Like the longest run
time?
You've ever done? Yeah.
5 kilometers.
Okay, it's so like you gotta add 41 on that
to at get school. The marathon done. Remember we had to do that thing at school? I was one of the guys that actually like did that, not just sending the times.
Oh!
You mean, I thought you were talking. That was our freshman year, Tav.
The army run.
Yeah,
where you had the choice to run it or do the
or work it.
Not security, but like work for it. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about COVID year.
Oh, remember? Yeah, those runs were fun. Yeah, the 3 miles in the snow.
Yeah. So think about this. I would wake up in the morning. You know, we weren't playing, and usually, we like to have some get-togethers on Saturday night. So I wake up, have a glass of orange juice. That's the only thing in my system, and go for this 5 kilometer run. And I thought I had a pretty decent time. So Sorry, 5 miles. It was 5 miles.
I think it was 3 miles, wasn't it? Or did we have a 5 mile one?
I think no, the longest was three.
It was two ones.
Uh-huh.
Two. Didn't it go up to five?
I think it was only three.
Or am I getting 3 miles confused with 5 kilometers?
3 miles, 3.11 miles is 5 kilometers. So I think.
Okay. So, okay. Never mind then. So yeah, 3 miles. That's the longest I've run. And boy, was I gassed after.
Wow. We all had COVID. So it was a little bit harder to run with COVID.
Yeah. So we powered through that.
I was going to say orange juice is probably not my number one go-to thing to get in my system before I go for a run, because then you just have that pasty taste in your mouth where you have to like spit and it feels like you have mucus everywhere. You know what I'm talking about?
And you get acid reflux from it.
Brush your teeth after.
Oh, that's the trick?
Yeah.
Oh, you brush your teeth?
Oh, yeah. It's part of my morning routine.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, no, like I said, I think we're pretty screwed, but like you said, Johnny,
I was sorry to cut you off there.
Oh, no problem. That seems to be the theme of today's podcast. So
actually it was, sorry, before I get into what I was going to say, I noticed after you brought that up at the beginning of the podcast, we tried so hard not to cut each other off.
Oh yeah.
Did you not feel that? Or is that just me?
It feels like after someone's done talking, there's like a good second or two pause in between.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was noticing.
Yeah.
Anyways, we also climbed Camelback Mountain at what was it, 8 a.m. we got there with half a cup of coffee in our system. So I think we'll be all right.
You're going to compare that with running a marathon? I don't think there's a comparison there.
No, I'm saying we just overcome adversity on empty stomachs. So imagine if we're like fully nourished.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fully nourished the night before the marathon when all 10 of us get back together.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It'll be like drinking plates of pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all the carbs. Drinking all those carbs.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun to be back in Superior/Duluth for the weekend or however long we're there. But it's going to be a treacherous five hours. The Saturday morning/afternoon.
Yeah, that's gonna stink. What time's the race at?
I'm sure it starts in the morning. It's probably normally marathons start at like 8-9 a.m. So that way you're not running in the middle of the heat during the day, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck, that sucks too.
I would think. Unless it's like an evening marathon.
This is the Duluth night run?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's definitely
actually.
Yeah, one time it's got to be early.
In juniors, my billet parents had like got into like running as like a hobby kind of while I was there, and they were always like begging me to go for runs with them and stuff. And sometimes I would go, but a lot of times I'd be like, "Nah, like I'm not going." And then. During the season, it was like maybe October or November, they signed up to do a 10K run on a Sunday morning. And it was called the Cinnamon Bun Run, I think. And so you run the race and you get a cinnamon bun at the end as like your prize. And so this Sunday morning, so just for reference, my billet house was in a different town than where I actually played juniors, because I had billeted with them when I played for that team in the other town. So I was living like 45 minutes away from the rink driving. So we played at home on Friday and Saturday night. So I had two games back to back. And then Sunday morning was my run, and I stayed in Duncan, and we had a team party the night before, and I had to meet them at 8 a.m. for the race the next morning. And obviously it was a late night, so coming back to the race was not great. So I show up to the race, I have a couple things, I'm kind of hungover, and they both know that I'm hungover, but you know, I have to like troop through it since they signed up and paid for me to do it. And my billet mom was really like getting into running. She was taking her training seriously and everything, and so was my billet dad. But
I remember just like kind of sauntering along, like dragging ass a little bit. And my billet dad's just like, why don't you just like go ahead, like try to finish and we'll just hang back. And then just a miserable hour of my life running a 10K on a Sunday morning. But you know what? It was fun. Good memories. Got a good picture of me with my billets after, laughing it up. And yeah, they still give me shit for it nowadays. And then they're the same ones that signed me up for the half marathon later on that year in Ottawa. So I had to run a half marathon with them as well.
That's so nice of them.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Lucky.
That must have been one good friggin' cinnamon bun.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty good, actually. You know, like a nice little reward after. But yeah, they love running, and I have made it clear to them that I don't love running. And yeah, and I told them that I retired from doing runs with them after that half marathon. And then now they know, they've figured out that I'm doing a marathon with you guys in Duluth. So I'm sure I'll be running again with them at some point.
Yeah, instead of a cinnamon bun at the end, we're going to meet up with Margarita Marty.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Over there and go somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's
that'll be our little reward.
Oh, me and Cuddy will be stocked up waiting for you guys.
Oh man,
we're gonna just drive the car to like different checkpoints, yeah, and watch you guys just see the defeat on your faces.
Yeah. Yeah, give us a ride to the next one, the next checkpoint.
We'll hitchhike a ride back to Duluth. Yeah. I feel like it's gonna be a challenge. But anyways, you know,
It's gonna stink.
But yeah, it's just 5 hours of your life, you know. You can go on every day afterwards if you make it through.
I'm sure you feel good about yourself after. You have to.
I genuinely think you guys are gonna have. If you don't train at all, your shin splints and legs are gonna feel like you can't even walk the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. The next day is going to be horrid.
Yeah. No, the next day is brutal.
We're going to have to get some like good shoes too.
I was just going to ask, are you going to buy like legit running shoes, Johnny? Like a pair of like legit shoes that are meant for like long distance running? I think I have to.
Yeah, like yeah,
you don't have the best track
like that.
You don't have the best track record for wearing like proper shoes to proper events. Like wearing sneakers to the coldest winter classic in the world.
Double socking it though.
Yeah, and you did it again too when we went to Nissan Stadium for Christmas.
No, my toes were cold. I wore shoes just like everyone else. What did you wear?
I wore boots.
Boots.
My Blundstone.
I don't even think I have a pair of winter boots down here.
Yeah, I guess you don't really need them.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on freezing my butt off at an NFL game when I came down here.
You didn't bring your Timberlands?
My Timberlands. Oh man.
Black Timberlands?
His big black Timberlands that are never tied.
That he wears his white jeans.
I never tied them up, so the tops of them actually like just naturally flared out. They looked ridiculous. That's when I talked to your teacher.
Yeah, you look like a...
Who's that fucking rug rat?
Yeah, who's the guy with black Tim's, white jeans, and a fur jean jacket?
No, I was wearing my my puffy Canada Goose. I probably look like a drug dealer.
No, you look like someone that they just picked up outside of Jay's Stadium in the winter trying to scalp tickets for the Leaf game.
Yeah, trying to sell like a 15-year-old like a $300 ticket.
trying to sell 15-year-old tickets to the Drake concert that was back 2 years ago.
has that ever happened to you guys? Like you've gone to like an event and it said like these tickets have already been scanned?
No, I've never been scalped.
Me neither. I was just wondering because obviously that's happened. That's happened to people. So I was just wondering.
I thought there was a follow-up story on that one.
Yeah, me too.
No, we were just talking about scalpers, and I just thought, hey, have you guys been, you know, jibbed before? But no, it's good. Let's keep it that way. Awesome.
You're not supposed to scalp tickets. I'm pretty sure it's illegal to scalp tickets, is it not? Like, sell them?
Say it again.
On the street? Like, it's illegal to scalp tickets?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's...
Wasn't there an NHL player? He said on a Chicklets interview that he got scratched for one game, and so the tickets he gets for his like friends and family who obviously weren't even in town, he just went outside and tried to sell them.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. He was actually a black ace for the Ottawa Senators in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I forget his name, something O'Shaughnessy maybe or something like that. He was on Chicklets.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was a black ace, and every player gets two tickets to the home games for playoffs. So he wasn't playing, and he knew that no one was coming. So he went outside and tried to sell them for extra per diem money.
And the tickets are obviously in the like the wives and family section. So there's just like random people just sitting with them.
Yeah, which is hilarious. That's an all time story.
That's pretty funny. Hey, might as well, right?
Hey, if you got him, you might as well. You know,
might as well
make you're not getting extra $100.
You're a black ace. You're not getting paid like the rest of the boys on the team, so I might as well get some pocket money.
Still get paid salary.
Do you?
I think he was saying though that like he was called up, so it wasn't like
you make your AHL salary. I think
it wasn't like full show salary. No? For some reason,
sure you'd be making an NHL salary. I don't know. I would just assume that if you're up with the team,
you are, but it's per game or something. Like there was a reason why, like he was explaining that he wasn't getting paid show money.
Have to be like you have to be activated from the black ace, and then you're on the roster, and then you get paid your actual salary. I think
that makes sense.
Yeah,
but I don't know. But yeah, no, that's still pretty funny. Might as well.
Yeah.
Sure.
I wonder what the NHL per diem is. It's probably like what, a couple hundred bucks a day for the road.
Yeah,
it's got to be over $100.
It's probably I was gonna say it's probably like 200. I was just thinking to like when John would go to training camps, but I don't think he's ever told me what they would get.
I mean, I guess training camp probably the same. Anyway, it doesn't matter. More than our per diem.
We get a Applebee's appetizer with ours.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's usually gone after we play cards anyway. So
it depends if you gamble it away or not.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, you either come home with everyone else's per diem or you come home with no per diem.
Yeah.
That's how it goes on the bus, so that's all fun anyways. But
and if the boys are out of per diem, then the gift cards are on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we play for Creekside Barbecue gift cards.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
No.
No chance.
But yeah, no, first full pro season. Regular season is in the books for us. 57 games. Not
officially
bad.
Officially over.
It's officially done. Yeah. We finished in second place. But yeah, like I said, it's all done, but it's gone by super quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not a lot rookies of fun, anymore. Well, at least in this league.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. It did really fly by, though. Like, it literally feels like last week we were still crushing Game of Thrones in October.
Yeah, it's actually good. Yeah, and now we picked up COD instead of TV, so we're back on that grind. But
Back on the COD train.
The
gearing up for summer.
The season was like, I don't know, like we basically played two full college seasons worth of games.
Yeah.
But like it just went by so quickly, I guess, and now we're in the playoffs. And we haven't, I don't know about you guys, I guess I do know about you guys since we went to the same college, but college playoffs are way different in a way where it's more like two games and then it's done, whereas this is like a three-game series. So I haven't played like a legit playoff series since junior, so it'll be fun to get back on that.
Yeah, and have like a real like atmosphere. I feel like in all the, besides our freshman year when we played in point for playoffs, there was never really like a good playoff atmosphere anywhere we went, right?
No, it's the same. No.
Like, think about it. Yeah, I mean, maybe
Eau Claire.
Eau Claire our second year, but there was nothing like point our first year. Like, that was crazy.
That was crazy, yeah. There was sold out. That was the, well, actually my first year juniors, we had like good crowds for playoffs and stuff, but yeah, that one was nuts. But yeah, no, it'll be fun to like get in that playoff kind of atmosphere where it's like sudden, almost like sudden death. Like everything's like amplified, you know, mistakes and stuff like that. And every goal is big.
Yeah. And I'm pumped for that.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. The fans just cheer for everything.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. I feel like everything's just amped up a couple extra notches. And obviously I think it's all the series are three games. So it'll go by quickly. It'll be done like one a week, but you know, We'll do our best, and it'll be fun to get some playoff experience for once.
Yeah.
The other thing about college, I was thinking about this too. The other thing about college is like we didn't really know if there was going to be more hockey after the conference playoffs because that you had to make it to the tournament, and the tournament's like one game elimination. So like you never really know when your season's going to end. So this one, at least you know exactly what's going on and when it's going to happen. So I'm kind of excited for that.
Yeah.
Should be good.
That is true.
And then the NHL playoffs are going to start, I think they start next Monday. Like this upcoming Monday, I think they start.
No way.
Yeah, a week from today or a week from...
Yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah. Because the last
Holy
games are on the
shit. 5th.
Yeah, so we're almost into NHL first round of playoffs too, which is going to be insane.
Well, we'll have to make a bracket next week then.
Yeah, we'll do
Didn't we do that last year?
Yeah,
yeah, we did that
last
year.
Bracket. So we'll have to set one up again.
Yeah.
But just off the top of your guys' head, who do you think's going into playoffs? Who do you think's going to win?
Boston.
Boston.
Boston's I feel like the favorite just never wins though.
But they're just—it's
always just like a grindy team.
Boston's
pretty grindy.
Are they not? I saw a stat that out of the last 10 President's Cup trophy winners, so like the regular season winners, only one has won and like five of them were out in the first round.
Yeah.
Would that have been Tampa?
No.
That won?
The year Tampa won the President's Cup, they got swept by Columbus in the first round. And then the next year was the COVID year, so I'm not even sure who came in first that year.
Oh,
I forget. You might be right on one of them. They might have won the President's Cup one year. Last year, Florida won, and they were out in the first round or second round against Tampa.
I might go Carolina just off the top of my head right now.
Carolina's a good pick, yeah. I'm trying to think, like, those. I think the Cup is going to be won by an Eastern Conference team. Mm-hmm. That's my guess. Or, like, could Colorado repeat, potentially?
I don't know. Repeat's tough, but I don't know.
What about Toronto getting their first one?
Hey,
they got to get out of the first round.
If they get by that first round, watch out.
They might be full head of steam, eh?
They might be just chugging.
They have a tough path, though. Like, because if they get out of the first round, let's say, they're going to be facing most likely Boston in another series.
Yeah, which is like, so that's like their
another tough one. Another tough one. And then if they get out of that, they're probably going to be facing like Carolina or New York. So that's another tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boston's just always had their number.
Yeah.
Even in regular season too, like Boston gives it to them.
Every like series seems to have like rivalries though.
Yeah. Which and like, I like you can't go wrong with an original six rivalry too in the playoffs. I love when they like make all those montages too of like
yeah
like the decades before and stuff. Those are my favorite videos. Those are
sick. The Hockey Night in Canada ones where they yeah play some like 2000s rock in the background and then they just get everybody amped up.
Yeah, you get some Nickelback on or whatever with any song that was in the video game NHL and then some. Fights from the 70s and you just see Terry O'Reilly teeing off on a guy's forehead.
Yeah, and then you see Mike Milbury hitting someone with his shoe.
Yeah.
In the stands.
That would be played if Boston played the Rangers. For
was
sure.
Was that in New York?
Yeah, it was at MSG.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Can you imagine? Like, and I know it's been said on like sports radios and stuff like that, but like, can you imagine if that incident happened in today's game? And for those of you that don't know the incident, back in the 70s, a guy on the Boston Bruins named Mike Milbury went into the crowd along with a few of his teammates and took a fan's shoe and hit him with it while his other teammates were beating up fans because they threw like keychains at him, like pretty like solid objects at him from the stands when they were coming off the ice.
Was that what triggered that whole thing? Where they threw stuff at the fans?
Yeah.
Or yeah. The fans threw stuff at the players, sorry?
Yeah, and then the boys just went up there and let them know.
What do you think the suspension would be in today's league if you did that? If you went
just
to the
forever.
Fans?
Oh,
forever.
Yeah,
probably.
And then you would go immediately sign in the KHL.
And then you'd be, well, you'd probably get sued for like $100 million.
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, remember Ty Domi was talking about when that fan jumped in or tried to grab him when he was in the penalty box?
Yeah.
And then when he got in there, Ty, like, beat him pretty good. And then the fan sued him.
Yeah.
And it's just
did they ever win? Did anything ever come out of that, do you know?
Yeah, he settled it and then gave him tickets to a game. I forget where they were. He wasn't at home though, or wherever he was playing. It was in like an away rink, and then they ended up settling it because the lawyer fees are getting pretty pricey. And then he gave him tickets like to him and his family to come to games and stuff.
I saw a video on TikTok last week of this is kind of random, but I don't know if you guys saw it. It was a bunch of like NFL players playing football on the beach, like a Top Gun montage scene like they did.
Yeah.
It was like Tom Brady, Gronk, and like a bunch of other NFL guys. And then I looked, like I paused the video and I saw Ty Domi in the background just playing football with them. Did you guys see that video?
He's good friends with Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I was like, why the hell is he there?
Yeah. You know what's
just
weird?
He's a short guy.
He's friends with Tom Brady and good friends with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I knew the Mark Wahlberg thing.
I don't know.
Which is kind of weird because like he never really played in Boston, but or anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, he played in New York, right?
Yeah, I don't know, but I guess when like because you're in the NHL, like to some people, like the NHL and the NFL are definitely not on the same page with popularity. But when you're the top of in the best of the world at your sport, like who knows people you're
you
going to meet,
connections.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sure you know.
That's probably how that played out. And then, I was also going to bring up there's another fan player incident in the, I think it was in the 90s. Was it Rob Ray in Buffalo when the fan hopped on the ice and went to their bench and you see him land like 15 punches on his head?
Yeah, he just beat him up with 19 punches. That was crazy.
Not the guy to grab.
No, yeah, like if you're going, that's the wrong guy to run into. Then there's another one where the guy's running on the ice towards the referee, and then the linesman comes in and just buries him from behind into the boards.
Yeah, that was, what's his name? Ron Asseltine.
Yeah, where do these people, how did they get on the ice? They just hop the glass?
Yeah, they hop
the glass.
In the 90s, I guess the glass was like a little shorter, and they must have been able to climb over.
Yeah. But like, what's the end goal there?
Yeah, I don't know, because like, once you're on the ice, you can't really get off easily.
Like, what's unless mission accomplished? I don't know. Yeah. The only way out is through the tunnel where the players come out.
Yeah, exactly. So who's letting you into the room with the boys after? Yeah.
Just waiting in the locker room in the showers. Yeah.
True.
Boys, got your towels ready?
There was a lot of action at the golf tournament this past weekend at the Masters too. We had a Masters pool amongst the team too, and none of us ended up winning, unfortunately. And Johnny, you want to give a shout out to your friend that helped you pick all your amazing golfers for the weekend?
Yeah, Polk, thanks for going with your gut feeling. I trusted you because I don't know golfers as well as you do, but you buried me, bud. So I'll be expecting a $10 e-transfer anytime soon.
Yeah. Clearly, Poco doesn't know his golfers either, right?
Yeah.
No, he does, though. That's the thing. He's actually really pretty good at golf. Like, he's kind of like Tav. Like, he knows his golf and he's good. So, like, you know, I went to him. And I even said to Tav, I would go to you for something like this. However, we're competing against each other, so I'm not going to. But, but yeah. He sends me the tiers that we had to pick from. And then he sends me the list of the five players and he goes, this is my gut feeling. No problem. Submit it. First day, one of my guys, +9. Oh,
your gut was sick.
Off. Yeah.
You had a rotten gut.
Next time go with your,
next time gut go, that day.
Next time go with your brain, not your gut, but it's all right. I still love him. Still my boy.
Did you guys see the trees fall down at Augusta too? I was surprised that it looked like, I think there was three of them that fell at the same time and they didn't hit anyone.
Yeah.
That must have hurt it, for sure.
For trees to fall like that, like pull themselves right out of the ground, it must have been windy.
Maybe a little, yeah.
And then the next day, the grounds crew just made it look like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, those people are like magicians over there.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Did you see that anonymous video?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
They replaced the whole or part of the fairway with, like, I guess because like the lawnmower, was it the lawnmowers one we were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they cut the lawn, they cut the fairways every day and they go in like a staggered formation. So it's like 10 lawnmowers staggered. So they just do one strip through, I think. Yeah. And I guess there was like an oil leak on one of the tractors. So there was this big like grease stain all the way down one of the fairways. And the grounds crew, they have a separate area that they grow grass in. And they lifted all the sod up that was damaged, pulled it out, and then put all new sod in. And they did it like while the tournament was going on one hole.
Yeah, and then on they replaced three or it. Something. They were so on no one and... Yeah. And by the time they got to three, it was already replaced and good, ready to play.
Which is crazy.
It was something like that. Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, those people are like Disneyland workers there.
Literally, it's just, yeah. It's the same thing.
It's insane.
Disneyland is crazy too. There's like underground tunnels at Disney that like are for like stuff like that, I think, right? Like they empty the garbages through like tunnels and stuff like that.
Yeah. And they use
something along those lines.
What's the color? It's green, but they call it like a something green. So it's like all like the areas in the park where like they don't want people to look at because behind them might be like an actual dumpster or something like that. Called go away green. That's what it's called.
Oh, really?
They use that to like make sure people like don't look in that direction or something like that. I don't know.
It's
weird.
Just deterring them.
Yeah. And just to hide, like, I don't know, like, if there's something, like a little eyesore behind there or something like that. I don't know. But, yeah, Disney and the Masters, same magical applicants.
Same grounds crew.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's it, fellas. Anything else you guys want to get off your chest before we head out here? We're going to see a new movie tonight. We're going to give a review next week. We're going to see the new Air movie about Michael Jordan's contract with Nike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should be good.
That'll be nasty.
I'm excited for that. My parents said it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to get a nice big bag of popcorn also.
And also the popcorn helps, yeah.
And a mandatory.
And a Diet Coke.
I'm going to go with a water.
A $7 water again?
Yeah. Dude, actually, the movie theater that I went to with Lotsy in Vestavia Hills, we went to go see John Wick a couple weeks ago. You didn't even have to buy a ticket. Just walk in. No one scans anything. I go right up. I get my popcorn. I go, can I get a cup for water? Try it again. Here's your cup. Fountain's over there. Fruitopia right in there.
Perfect.
Wow. That's scary. Yeah.
Did you look nice at him and while you're filling up nice. The Fruitopia and be like, thank you?
No. You go around a corner like to where your theater is. They don't even see you.
So that movie theater gets it.
That movie theater gets it.
Yeah.
That's how they get people back, eh?
Yeah, I was pissed I even bought a ticket. Oh, actually, it was a funny story, too. When we got there, we went. So the tickets that we got said Theater 10 on them. Like mine, Lotsy, and Stewie's. So me and Lotsy were there first, so we go to get our seats. And we walk in there, and I think we both think like the commercials are playing, because you know how like sometimes they dim the lights a little bit for the commercials, and we're going in there, we're just being idiots, like so loud, like this is fucking sick, like blah blah blah, all this, like oh look at these seats, like we're talking loud, laughing, couple F bombs. There's a full movie that's actually playing. Because we looked at each other and we're like, this is a long fucking commercial. There's a full movie playing, and so we walk out of there and we were actually in like Theater 7 or something like that, but our tickets just messed up.
So you guys are just being a disturbance in this movie.
Yeah, we're like, wow, these people probably thought we were idiots.
Oh god,
that's pretty funny. Anyways, actually, that's it for me today.
Okay, well
yeah,
like I said, that concludes this week's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll get back to you next week with a recap of the weekend.
Thanks. Cheers.
For tuning in. We'll see ya.
See ya, folks.
See Bye-bye. Ya.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.